Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you,
girl.
My friend?
Oh, I am doing spectacular.
This wonderful birthday week that you're having.
I'm telling you what, it's been awesome. It's like people have been coming in all directions and stuff to wish me a happy birthday, and I've been taken to lunch, I've been taken to dinner, I've been spoiled rotten.
That's an awesome thing.
Yes, I had a very, very nice birthday, and got some good news also about family members and that have been having a few medical issues that seem to be resolving very well. So things are going well. I love this new moon yesterday, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that wonderful? You know, when you have that Leo moon, that inspiration of creativity and new beginnings, openings of new, different, and things in this world that you wouldn't normally look at. So,
exactly. I'm just loving the energy right now. It's feeling very comfortable.
You just like that fire energy is what you like.
Yeah, I'm getting fired up, Jacqueline. But then again, you know, it's been kind of a big roller coaster. You know, I'm glad that Mars is now in Scorpio. Whew, what a relief.
Oh, you know, that is such a great thing that it's finally, even though, you know, it's going to be an interesting time trekking through Scorpio, you know, it's just been such a long haul with that Libra Mars that it's just been a balance and rebalance and going over and back and forth. You know, I think everybody's tired of that, and at least it's progressing forward. Even though we can go through this transformation and change, it's moving forward.
Exactly, exactly. I found a lot of people just couldn't make a decision. They couldn't get out of their own way in the cycle. And so, you know what we do. We try and give people options because, you know, usually there's more than one way to go.
Absolutely.
But I think that adds to the confusion sometimes. It's like they want me to make the decision for them. I can't do that.
I can appreciate that one. Yes, tell me which direction to go. You know, and it's free will that makes that happen, you know. And Libra, even when I teach about Libra, they are so indecisive. They see both sides of the coin, and they go back and forth. And it's almost impossible for a Libra to make a decision without having somebody else's input or without working on it to where they finally feel comfortable that it's appropriate or okay. So it's good that now it's in the Scorpion, and the Scorpion says, okay, let's just go. Let's plow through this. You know, it's got that fixed personality to it, you know, that can be intense. You know, so I'm at least looking forward to the intenseness of some people and getting things done and transformed and changed.
Exactly. And to me, the way it looks, with Jupiter in Leo, it's like follow your heart. And then with Mars in Scorpio, it's like live your passion, you know. It's almost like people are going to want affection and intimacy, things on a deeper level at the same time in order to meet the challenge of that square.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be deep and intense to get the benefit with it being, you know, the Jupiter and Leo. The way they're going to get that benefit is through that intensity, through going to the depths, peeling back and finding the truth in the bottom line of the matter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we still do have Mercury and Venus in Cancer. My sign. So I guess that's why everybody showed up around my birthday, and they're still coming.
You got to love Venus being in your sign, that's for sure. You're well-loved, but you're normally well-loved as well. You know, it's just not that You're just a wonderful individual on this earth.
Oh, thank you. Now, Venus is opposing Pluto tonight. And I think power is where love is. Absolutely.
Absolutely. It is.
And the moon is, of course, squaring Saturn during the show, too, tonight.
Oh, and talk about Saturn. You know, Mars is going to come up and pass over Saturn. One of the things that I forgot about that in the beginning. What I do want to mention about that is that, you know, timing of things, you know, begin with this Leo push of Jupiter and Mars being in Scorpio and that tenaciousness. Everybody, you know, we've been wishy-washy, and now we want to move forward, but, you know, temperance with that Saturn, and when it comes conjunct Saturn, it's definitely going to take some patience to be able to get to where you want it to go. So some things might not move as easily as what people like with that square.
Exactly right. I couldn't agree more. Well, they don't go actually into the perfect conjunction, I think, until around the 24th of August, Mars and Saturn. But still, it's going to build up to because you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it building. Mars, I find I'm very sensitive to.
Well, and I also find going from Libra to Scorpio, there's a certain amount of intensity there where, especially with it being that long in Libra as it has been, that people are just, you know, they're feeling like they can move forward, but, you know, and they've got that intensity to move forward. But, again, there's that temperance and that patience. I think it's going to fill that with the Saturn in Scorpio here.
I agree. Totally agree. So, are you ready to start the show and maybe do some readings for some of these people that are calling in?
All righty, then. Let's do it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Okay, hello. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
What's your name?
My name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Have you called in before?
I have, a couple months ago. So you should have my birthday in there.
March 22nd, 1949?
Nope. September?
1st of 65?
There you go, sweet. Yep, you got it.
You picked the one.
Look at that, you guys. You really keep them, don't you? Yeah.
She's good. She's better than I am.
11:43 p.m.
Livonia.
Yes.
Yep.
And Sharon, where do you live now?
I live in Ohio, the Cleveland area right now.
Ah, neighbors with Jacqueline
now.
All right.
Oh, in Painesville. Oh, yeah. That's not far from, you know, not at all.
Just east of Cleveland.
Yeah, really.
So do you have a special question for us?
I do. From my chart looking at it, can you look to see when I'm going to be freed from restrictions on finances and career and all that stuff? When is this going to be lifted?
What are you doing for a living?
I'm looking. I'm unemployed.
What are you looking for?
I'm administrative, like in the insurance, financial background.
It's right on you. Saturn's kissing your Neptune right now, and there's all these beautiful trines to your 10th house. It's right on you.
Financial restrictions, it's so stressful. Yes, I'm making my bills, you know, I'm still on top of them, but when am I going to be able to be like, whew, I can breathe and buy a bottle of hairspray. Do you know what I'm saying?
I can appreciate that.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? You know, the kind you want, the kind you want. You understand what I'm saying.
A little self-indulgence sometimes is very good, yes.
I've squeezed all year. Let me just say that. Oh, how's that? Okay.
Well, you know what I am going to say is that this is a transformative process, okay?
Oh, cool.
I do agree with Aphrodite that it's right on you. okay, and it's going to continue to be on you. Saturn has passed over your Mars at this point in time, your natal Mars at this point in time, and Mars is coming up on it. Probably.
So what does that mean? You mean restrictions? I'm still going to have the restrictions, you mean?
It's empowering you because of all the time.
Oh.
Up to, you know, because your natal Chiron is in Pisces, and transiting Chiron is in Pisces. The whole thing, and it's trining your Mars and your Saturn and your vertex, so you've got this nice conjunction here where it's going to transform and change at this point in time. It's very much in the present. However, remember that it's a foundational change is what I'm going to go through on my side of that, because I so agree with Aphrodite that the change is here. Okay, but through this transformation and change, it's going to take some time to rebuild. Okay,
I know.
So I am going to say that I would strongly suggest that when this job comes along and you get your first paycheck, you buy a real bottle of hairspray, because it's cheap and it's an indulgence.
I had to say that as a joke. Because I've been so good all year. Go on.
Give yourself a small treasure is all I'm trying to say, because here again, it is going to be a long haul, but at least you're going in the right direction. It may be a little bit longer than what you like, but you're going in the right direction. Remember that. So now at least you can keep looking forward and you don't feel like you're drowning. Do you understand it that way?
Yes. You feel I'm going to find employment in the next couple months? Month? Let's say month.
I would say I took anything. I got to say, I think it's within the next 3 weeks. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. And the other thing that you have to remember is that Pluto, the planet of empowerment, is retrograde right now in your seventh house, okay, where you live.
No, I didn't know that. That's right. You guys know. You guys are the teachers. I didn't. Okay.
And it's forming a trine to your sun as it retrogrades, okay?
Okay.
So because of that, people that are going to want to hire you, they are doing a rebuild on their foundation, and you're the missing key.
That's interesting. God, astrology is amazing. You know that?
I love it. I love it. Can you tell?
It's even actually more accurate. You agree with that, don't you?
Yes.
Because you get the houses and all that. Yeah.
I think it's the most accurate vehicle out there, absolutely.
Anything else you see for me?
Keeping your sense of humor is very important.
Yes.
Because right now Jupiter's in trine to your beautiful Sag moon. This is like, you know, even if you can't spend a lot of money, spend some time doing things that are inspirational. Keep your sense of humor. Keep the positive elements around you as much as possible, because it's just going to make the transition easier.
Okay. All right.
It only happens every 12 years, Sharon. Enjoy the heck out of it.
Oh, that's funny. How long does that last for me?
Jupiter's going to be in Leo for a year. It just went in last week. It's going to be there. It's in a year. It's signed for a year every 12, okay? And it's in the early degrees now, so it's forming a perfect trine to your moon. And then it's going to be trining your south node. And the south node, to me, is like the empty cup of the zodiac, okay? So if you yearn for the positive things, if you seek the inspiration that you desire, it's going to show up.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Hang in there. That's what you're saying.
Hang in there. It's right. It's coming to you.
Thank you. Both of you, thank you. Listen, have a wonderful day. I want to listen to your reading, so put me on hold, okay?
Okay, I'll put you on hold.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Blessings. Bye.
Blessings to you. Bye. All righty then. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Hello?
I don't think you're talking to me, are you?
Yes, I am.
Then let me move ahead. Hey, Aphrodite. You know, it's funny because the last couple of days, whenever, you know, somebody takes the phone, it doesn't say unmuted. So I have no way of knowing, you know. So sorry. But I was listening intently. I enjoyed that reading. And I love both of you. I hope you receive my birthday wishes.
I did. Thank you very much. That was very sweet of you. Very sweet of you.
Well, only trying to match your sweetness. because I can't exceed it. Things are starting to move. I've been doing on the paperwork today. The guy didn't contact me all of last week, despite my several messages. But that's okay, because today, you said, was the day when something entered into Scorpio. What
Mars.
Mars. And you said that this would be a very good time and that I would start feeling the energies. And maybe I am. Maybe I have. I know I'm actually working on the papers. That's a miracle in itself.
Great.
There are so many papers, and I used to be a secretary, and I know how difficult it is to set up a filing system, especially when there is none, and these date back to, like, 7 years. So you can imagine how many papers I have to set up logically. So it was definitely a daunting task for me. But I'm starting.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yes, please.
Neptune is retrograde, opposing your Mars in Virgo, okay? Use your psychic stuff, too. Yes, it's opposing your natal Mars. It's retrograde. Use your psychic stuff with this, with the paperwork. If you find yourself getting frustrated, back yourself off, relax, take a deep breath, and say, okay, what's my next step? Ask the question of your angels, okay, and then proceed. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
you do need to use your intuitive abilities. The first thing that stood out is the transiting part of fortune is right on your Venus, which means that, you know, really that foundational love, because they're both in Capricorn, you know, that very strong, deep love that you have for your home and what you have established is there. It also gives you the opportunity to really get yourself organized and to get what you would need, the official documents or what you need to prepare yourself to work with the government on it. So I think that's a real good thing, that it's in your advantage right now to do this and to get them into chronological order and get it to where you can actually organize what you need to work with the government on this.
I am doing that definitely, and I know how to do it. It's just that I've been sort of like confused out of, it's difficult to describe. Imagine a lot of string loosely full of knots, and you're trying to get the end of the string in order to make everything smooth. How difficult that is, right?
I can feel that. I can feel that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm starting, and it's looking good. It's looking good. I'm trusting that this will be good. I was wondering if you had any inkling work-wise what will be coming up. Work has been almost non-existent, very, very scarce. And I had put in for that job, and they haven't announced that they've chosen someone. I was wondering if you think I might have this chance.
What kind of a job is it, Deanna?
My profession in the federal court system, nothing less than that. Nothing less than that. Serious, sober, and somber at times. But the avenue to get to safety in a reasonably short amount of time.
Right. Well, Jacqueline kind of already addressed that, because she was saying that for you to be in a situation where you're putting things in order, dealing with the federal court system, okay, and legalities, the planets are lining up both in your professional life and in your personal life. I think that there's a crossover here. And my feeling is that you're going to be able to get in somewhere. Do I think that this is the actual position, the one you applied for? I'm not certain about that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with you 100% on that. Again, with what I started out with the foundationals working with the government, I think there is some kind of crossover that's going to happen here. Okay? So I don't know, okay, and I'll agree with her as well, that I don't know that this is a position for you, but I do know that you're going to find this position here soon.
Well, that's good. All in due time, I guess. Just like you said last week, it's a must that I start doing stuff, and I have. And
yeah, with Mars going 0 degrees today, now you're starting to get the power. Now, you know, you felt it coming in because you are such an intuitive individual, my little Scorpio friend. But here again, I will say that, you know, this power that you have is only going to start to build because, again, it just went into your sign. And so you're going to get more things done than what you'll be surprised at what you can get done now is what I'll say.
You know what you just said gave me an image. You know the number zero, right? And you know when you square something, you put a little two or three above the number. I just saw this zero and then the tiny little zero for the degree. It's like first, like when you're starting anew.
Yes. Yes, you are. You are rebirthing yourself.
Yeah, and it's been like amazing that I'm here. And thank you to you, thank you to Jackie, thank you to even the people that call you, like Lena, and best of everything to each and every one. Because you know we are, I guess, far apart but still linked together, and we feel stronger when we know that there is a link somewhere.
Absolutely.
I want to send you something by mail. So later on, you know, if you can give me a call, it was something that I saw this week about astrology that I liked really a lot, but I don't know where I put it right now. So one of these days, you know, give me a call at night and I'll try to have it ready because it was really interesting. I think both of you would have enjoyed it. And I think it's a program I listen to. That
oh,
has
I would
such
love that.
Great information, yeah. So,
I would love that.
So I have to, I want to approach you on that later on in the week, okay? Thank you so much. I'll keep on listening, and God's blessings, and absolute grace for you and everyone that listens.
You too.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
What a darling. We are so blessed, these people that call in and keep us informed so we can try and help them along the way. Some paths have many turns.
Yes, they do. That is very true.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for doing a reading for me. My birthday is 1/24/63.
And what time were you born?
8:25 p.m.
What city were you born in?
Las Vegas, and that's in New Mexico.
And what's your name?
Patricia.
Okay. So we can find you again if you call in another time. We'll keep the information for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been a while since I called in. I did call in. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. I wasn't in the system, so.
Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Right.
Is it spelled L-A-S-V-E-G-A-S?
Las Vegas, yeah. You may not find it, but it could be San Miguel County.
That's what I have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And was there a special question that you had for us tonight?
Well, there's two areas of contention that are going on in my life. Number one, I'm having a lot of problems in the neighborhood with some neighbors that are very destructive. So I don't know if I want to stay here. I don't want to move, and then I feel trapped in my job. I'm not being given enough time off. Today is probably the first day in like a long time. So I don't know if there's going to be some changes or are there going to be quicker developments, career, my home, or my love life?
Are you still living in the same place you were born in?
The same state, yeah.
But a different city?
Different city, right.
Which one?
Which city?
Are you living in? Yeah, which city are you living in now?
It's about 60 miles south.
So it's probably less than 1 degree of arc. Okay, I just want to make sure I was looking at the third house of the neighborhood in the right way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, how long have you lived here?
Pretty much all my life, but I've moved away.
No, in this home, in this particular home.
Oh, in this home that I'm in now, about 10 years.
Do you want to keep it?
Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of spiritual ties to it. A lot has happened to me here, and I'm very tied to the land.
Then you can. Okay. I'm not going to say
I agree.
And, you know, here you have this test of faith going on as far as your home is concerned. That's the kind of ask questions I asked is this because I wanted to see. You have Sagittarius ruling your fourth house of the home natally, and, you know, you're a runner when it comes to conflicts in your home, okay? And right now Saturn is going through your third house of neighbors, okay? And Mars is going to trek through it here in a few weeks, okay? What's happening is that you're making a foundational change to settle in. The part of Fortune in Capricorn transiting right now is in your fourth house of your home. So this is a foundational change, with Pluto also in Capricorn there. This is a foundational change to make you either settle and stay or to leave. It is setting a whole new foundation as far as this home is concerned and setting a stronger tie for you. You love the home. I would strongly suggest continuing on with resolving what you need to resolve with your neighbors. Now, that would be a whole other thing. There's some kind of deep-rooted issue that goes along with that, okay? And here again, I think there's a peaceful way that it can be solved, and I think once Mars goes in your third house, I think you're going to find that way.
Well,
what
here's
do you think
the thing. The next door neighbor, that's the main problem, is his home foreclosed. And he's been very destructive, but he hasn't moved out yet. He moved out and then he came back. But his house is foreclosed. His yard is a mess. He has brought down the whole neighborhood. The lady across the street abandoned her home, okay? She had some issues. I hardly ever see her. I don't know what's going on with her home. I don't want to leave. I don't know if what's going to happen to them, you know, if better neighbors are going to move in, whatever. If the neighborhood's going to get better, I'm going to stay. The only way that I would ever move now is if I move in with someone else, like if I meet someone and they invited me to move with them. But otherwise, I've created a foundation here. So does that play into the whole astrological bit?
Well, I think the endings that are going on are the endings of the people around you, not you. See, they're leaving. He's foreclosed.
Right.
He's not going to be there. It's a temporary situation over there. The other mm-hmm. person also, she's not going to be there either. So what's happening is the things that have been destructive to you or been really bothering you, they're going to be removed so that you can create that new foundation of that neighborhood. And you want to put good things out to the universe about that.
Oh, yeah,
say, well,
I
these
have
people
been.
Are going to be leaving, and I want this to be my sacred space, and I wish to welcome good people into it with me. Because that's the way to approach it. Now, what are you doing for work right now?
Well, I'm an independent contractor, and I do market research. It's feast or famine, so
Great.
Feast or famine, so when it's really, really busy, I don't have any time to myself. But when it's really, really slow, there's no money because I'm an independent contractor. I go based on the projects. And
I don't mind that for you.
What's that?
I really don't mind that. I don't mind that for you at all.
No, it's just that I need my time off once in a while, and the people in the office get really, you know, ugly about it when you – I haven't taken a vacation in 2 years. Let's put it that way. I love the work. I do it well. But I just want to have some freedom when I need my time off without any conflict. That's the only area of contention there.
Well, I can understand that because of your, you know, Venus and Sagittarius, of course.
Yeah, I need my freedom.
You do, and your inner Aquarian sun, too. You know, you like to be spontaneous, and they don't allow you that opportunity.
Well, the spontaneity of the whole thing is that we work on different projects. It's not the same all the time, so that gives me a lot of joy. You know, when a new project comes in, at least my mind is clear and I'm able to tackle something brand new. It's not mundane.
Right.
The whole type of job is mundane, but not the projects. You see what I mean? It's I talk to different people, so it makes it really nice.
And
I can definitely see the level of dedication that you embrace in working on these projects because of Mercury and the Moon being so tight in Capricorn. Of course, the Moon's on the cusp of Aquarius with your Sun.
Oh.
So it's nice energy. It's really nice energy for what you're doing. I think you're doing the right kind of job as far as the work itself.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you have no one to cover for you if you want to take time off. That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people doing this, but the thing is that the workload is so unbearable that even the people that we have, we just get, I mean, it's just project after project. It's like a robotic administration of the work. You know, instead of asking, would you like to take this, it's like here. You know, and me
and I'm gonna say this.
Wanting my freedom, that really bothers me, and I can't handle that. It's, you know.
And I'm going to say this because I think if every once in a while you got a day off, okay, mm-hmm. that you chose, I think you'd do fine with it, okay? You have a Mercury right. and a Moon in Capricorn. They're late degree, okay? But obligation, duty, and responsibility are not your friends. Okay, you're a dedicated worker, and what you do well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love that Aquarius sun to make it happen. And here again, you really do well for the company. The company should value you and at least give you a break every once in a while. Are you really feeling like I shouldn't because it's not the right thing to do because we're under this pressure and we need to finish this project?
Yeah,
or are
some
you,
of that. Yeah.
Okay. See,
false.
And that's where you got to stop that. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think if you had a day here or there of freedom, I think you'd do just fine. I think you'd love this. I think you picked the right profession. I think you're really where you need to be. But I think you need to not be so obligated. Okay. And say,
yeah.
Hey, I do deserve this. And you know, don't feel guilty for taking a day off here and there. Okay.
Yeah. I think
that's
the thing is, I've conditioned them to think that I don't need, because I take the work, you know, and it's like feast or famine.
Thing about you.
I know. It's
oh.
It's crazy, but is that so? You see that I'm in line with the type of work that I need to, and I'm in line with staying here in this home.
Yeah. It might be, you know, here again, I understand you're feeling the transformation and change, but here again, you're coming into a stronger empowerment. And I do feel with this company that this company would be fine with you taking off a day here or there.
Yeah.
I really do. They love your work. You're dedicated. You know, you need to have that break, and I think they'll give it to you just because they can't do without you. You're one of the best at what you do. When you put your mind to it, you put all force and energy into what you do.
That is true. Yeah, and I absolutely love this work. The communication is ideal for me. I have to communicate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad I'm in the right. There's not too much security because I'm an independent contractor, but.
But you're good at what you do, and that's your security, and you're doubting yourself here again. You're not giving yourself credit for what you do, okay? Because when somebody's as good as you are at what you do, you have to give yourself that credit. You have to be independent. You have to have something that gives you freedom to where you have, you know, it goes down and then it comes up. You need that independence. So I think you picked the ideal job.
Okay. That's wonderful. Okay. So then it's in alignment then. And I'm just feeling the transformation. That's what's going on.
Exactly. And you really need to look at the way that you are working with your finances. Like when you're very, very busy and you're pulling that money in and you're completing the projects, you know that there may be a slow time ahead. So the way that you work with your finances annually is something you really need to look into. Because it's going to give you the freedom to work that out. It's a matter of numbers. It's a matter of participating with your finances. Because as independent as you want to be in your work, you don't want to be unstable in your finances. So you have to take a look at that and say, how can I put myself in a position where I know that there might be a slow time up ahead, and I'm covered.
Right, yeah.
Okay? So take a look at your last couple of years and the way that you've been dealing with this, and see what adjustments, they're probably only minor, Patricia, that can help you to have that inner feeling of security that you want to have, so when you do take the time off, okay, when you don't have every project on your book driving you crazy, that you can actually do something fun. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've been missing. Okay. Yeah, you know, because it's like I'd like to date, and I haven't even had a date in years. So I need to do some adjustment there.
And you may want to try some online dating because of your Aquarian Sun and Saturn. Because what happens is it's easier to meet people. Because when you go online dating, you have an opportunity to chat with people when you do have the time and investigate it. Because if you don't put it out there, so when you put it out there that you are looking and that you do want to chat with people, you'd be amazed at the responses you can get. And that way it's not you have to physically go out and seek. You can meet someone in your local area, you can get together and have lunch or dinner, meet at a festival, whatever you like to do. Be careful, of course, but at the same time, you give yourself that opportunity and you open a door where your prayers can be answered.
Okay. Well, is love coming my way? Really quick, I'll let you go after this.
Well, Jupiter, planet of good fortune and abundance, is only in Leo every 12 years, and Leo rules the heart. And it's heading for your Mars, which is always a good thing. So this could be a great year for you. Actually, the moon is sitting on your Mars tonight. But the sun's going to pass over it. Jupiter's going to pass over it. Mercury's going to pass over the communicator. Venus, the planet of love, is going to pass over your Mars. So these next 3 months, I'm really going to encourage you to do this because you could be someone that you would feel is absolutely genuine and heartfelt.
All right. That's what I need.
Exactly.
I agree. And I will reinforce that with, go online, do the pre-qualifications. That Mercury and Capricorn likes doing that. You can look and see, you know, what the individual has, you know, and again here, you'll be surprised at what you find and where you go with that. Because, again, that Jupiter is in your 11th house, the Sun is in your 11th house here, and again, it's going to pass over your Mars. And Aphrodite is so right that this is the right timing for you. If you want that relationship, then put the effort out. It'll come.
Okay. Well, wonderful. You made my night. Thank you.
And keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know.
I will. Thank you very much. You have a good Sunday night.
All right. You too.
You
God
too.
Bless.
God bless. Bye.
What a sweetheart. What a hard worker. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. You know, when she gets her career right, everything else seems to fall into place. So, really
exactly.
Cool thing.
And there does seem to be a boundary issue with her. And I think that
yeah,
is important for her to set those boundaries better than she has been and feel at peace with it. And you really pointed to that very well, Jack. That was awesome because she does need to be at peace with it rather than feeling the guilt or the worry. So destructive. You know?
She just doesn't give herself enough credit is all. It's
Virgo
a wonderful person.
I find that with a lot of Virgo rising people.
They have some issues there.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All righty then. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Great, great. Number of information is 626-77. And what else do you need?
What's your name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. And that was 1977, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And what time were you born?
12:54 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Hollis, New York.
Excuse me?
Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
Do you still live there?
In the area, yeah. Not in the same city, but same, like, we call them boroughs.
Correct. And you had a question for us tonight?
Sure. I want to know what is screaming out in my chart. There's so many different things. Like, there's just so many different things happening, and I just wanted to know, like, what you see is, like, bam, going to happen, if you can even pick that up.
Okay, I'm going to take a look at your solar return as well because you just had a birthday, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, interesting. What are you doing as far as your career is concerned?
Actually really working on creating financial freedom in my career. So right now it's promoting a huge, huge program that I'm doing, like, online. So coaching online, and it's, yeah.
Some kind of life coaching thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet. In your solar return, you have your sun, your moon, and your Mercury in your 10th house of your career. You have Neptune in the vertex there. And Neptune is trining your sun. And what this is a creation is being manifested at this point in time. So you're right there. And you are a life coach. You are the cheerleader for the world, okay? And so here again, I think this is a great time for you to be launching this. I really do. I also see, are you having some kind of backing or funding from another investor, or are you looking for an investor or something like that?
I mean, I'm always open to that. I'm not reaching out to anyone per se.
Because there's some kind of partnership I see here with a financial situation with you that can work very well in your favor as well. So.
I'm not aware of anything at the moment. I mean, not anyone specifically asking or supporting me in that light. Like, that hasn't come up for me at the moment in time.
Well, this is, with Jupiter and your solar return in the 11th house, this is the time to be promoting that internet business. I think you can go really far and really well with it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think that what you're working on is bringing up a lot of personal issues for you, Lisa.
Oh, what I do is extremely personal.
It is extremely personal, and you know what? It's going to be a wonderful thing for you, though. The recognition of some patterns from your past and other things you've been through, and also the voice of the experience that you've already used to help people, it's coming together in a miraculous way. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, okay? But I am going to say it's going to be worth it. Okay? You have a lot of knowledge, and you have long-term emotional memory. And because of that, everything that you have been through in your life, everything you have ever taught, everything you have ever learned, is part of your toolbox. And you have a massive toolbox here, massive. And now what's happening is you're starting to integrate it both internally and externally for others at the same time. I bless you. I bless you. This is great.
Thank you. That's really how I am.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big step. It's a big step. Definitely wanting to reach, oh my God, as many women, you know, that want the support. I mean, any blessings or anything you pick up, I guess, from guides or any angel messages about going forward with this this week, doing something this week, and then launching the program later in August. Any guidance you see around that, or?
Well, the planets that are in Leo are all moving into your 11th house very shortly here, okay? And the 11th house is the house of the light worker, okay? Of being the teacher for kindred souls, because your Saturn's in there, in your natal chart. And I feel great about the month of August for you.
Yeah,
what
I
do you
too.
Think, Jack?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. August is a good time to launch this. I think you're using your intuitive ability more than what you think, is what I think.
And even
wow.
The next week, even the next week, Mars is going to be trining your Sun. It's already trining your Mercury today, when you called us, at the midheaven, or the high aspiration point of your career in your natal, all right? So you already know you're there. So you're really calling us because you want us to just confirm your own intuition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because deep down, I think you already feel it. I think you already feel it. But I see, I'm a Cancer Sun, too, so I understand. I just made a couple of changes in my career, and I'm like, am I crazy? But everything in me said,
question,
do it.
But yeah.
Everything in me said, just do it, you know? And so I think you're doing it, and it's going to go very, very well.
Okay, wow. That's awesome. I'm very, very excited. Because now, like, it's a lot. Like, I literally have to take naps because I'm preparing some things, but, you know, my head gets a little overwhelmed, and I'm just like, okay, take it easy. Yeah, wanting to do this to the best of my ability. Yeah, this definitely,
So you are making a name for yourself at this time, Lisa. You are making a name for yourself. You're putting yourself out there, even though you're be experiencing some vulnerabilities within, you're going to make a name for yourself because you are so sincere, okay, because you are so deep, okay? You cross the bridge in a way that other people cannot. Because of the integrity of your soul. Remember that.
Thank you.
Welcome. My pleasure.
Wow. Wow. I don't know what else to say. I'm just really taking that in. All of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're stepping up to the plate. You know, with everything that you have, and you're really putting it out there, and that's a courageous move for you to make. You have to realize that over the last year, Jupiter, the planet of abundance, okay, has been in Cancer. But the other thing about Jupiter is it magnifies everything it touches. So there was times it would magnify your sincerity, and other times it would magnify your insecurity as a Cancer. Did that to me too. But now that it's in Leo, it's more about the roar of the lion, the purr of the kitten. It's more about going right to the heart and going to the depths and allowing people to follow their heart and live their passion. And that's what you're trying to bring to the public. And, honey, I think you're going to do it well. I think you're going to do it well.
Okay.
Good luck and let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank
All
you,
right.
ladies. Have a wonderful evening.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Hi. Wow. Oof. That was a pretty intense chart, don't you think?
I think it's a pretty good chart. I think she's right on the edge, you know. I think it's great. You're right on that edge right now. So.
Yeah.
This is a transformative time in her life.
Yeah. Well, I like those T-squares. She's got, you know, a number of T-squares going on right now, and that puts a person kind of on a teeter-totter. So they look at it and they say, a little adjustment this way, a little adjustment that way.
Exactly, and that's what it's going to be, fine-tuning it and moving it this way and that way, but she'll find her way.
Absolutely. Well, we don't have any other callers on hold right now. If you'd like to call in and get a reading with us, we may be able to do one more. The phone number to reach us is area code 213-286-6741.
Wow, this is a first. I'm surprised.
I know. Well, I am too a little bit, but you know what? I found out from some of the people I've been talking to over the last 48 hours, this new moon that we had in Leo with Jupiter conjoining joining the lights, almost everybody I talked to had a great day yesterday. Has that happened to you?
That's true. That's true. Now that I think about that, that's true. Everybody
it's almost
did
like their heart
that
was
I know
bigger
a
than their issues. Yeah. It's like their heart was bigger than their issues. It was like, wow, this is amazing. Usually, you know, they call me up, you know, there's the grumbling, you know, there's the issues and all that. Of course, and that's what I'm here for. But then, no, the first thing I hear is, yeah, I just feel like I really want to talk to you. I think I like, might have to check in with you, get a little reading. I'm like, cool.
You know, and it's such a fun sign. And I think empowering the Leo energy is such a fun sign to work with because it opens up to many different things. It's not a closed-in sign, and it's got that power and that fire to it to where they think it and they do it. It's not necessarily overthinking it, but just having some fun. I can tell you from what I saw yesterday, there was a lot of fun going on.
It was. I remember I was talking to them. They were going out to dinner. They were going to a movie. You know, they were taking the kids out to play. You know, whatever. Very nice. Because we do have the time tonight, we should tell people what we're doing and where they can find us.
Okay. Well, I'm in Ohio at this point in time. And so I don't have a place where I work out of here besides my home. So I do readings over the phone at 772-286-2720. And when I'm back home in Stuart, Florida, I have an office at the B&A Flea Market, as well as I work at Spark of Divine, which is a wonderful metaphysical store in Vero Beach. And that has all kinds of things that they do. Even while I'm gone, I'm amazed at all the events that they have. So... how about you, Aphrodite? How can they reach you, and what have you been up to?
Well, before we go to meet, when are you coming back down to Florida?
Oh, it'll be in the fall or late summer, early fall, somewhere in there. I don't have a specific time yet.
Up in the air, is it? Okay. I figured I'd check with you because I'm going down for my Florida trip on November 14th.
Oh, wow. I'll be back by then.
Of course. Sure. That's what I was counting on.
And usually it's sometime in October when I leave.
Now, where is the B&A Flea Market? That's in Stuart, Florida, isn't it?
That's in Stuart, Florida.
Okay. Well, I live in Roanoke, Virginia, and I do a lot of my readings by phone. Of course, we have the radio show that Jacqueline and I love to do every Sunday night to give people the opportunity to call in and just be supported by our beautiful gifts. I work out of a place called the Lifestream Center, which is similar to the Spark of Divine that Jacqueline enjoys down in Vero Beach. And our Lifestream Center, we have a fair every season, and then we have private readings. We have everything from belly dancing to foot reflexology to me doing astrology tarot readings there. And I'm also pastor at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel, and we have a beautiful service every Sunday. But then we also have a beautiful all-message service, which we call Celebration of Light. We have mediums come in. We do aura photography. We have me doing a little astrology reading. So we have a really good time doing that. I also do mini readings out of this place called A Little Bit Hippie every Friday to make it affordable for students or people that just have a couple of questions. And there I just do mini readings. It's like $10, 10 minutes, $20, 20 minutes. What Jack and I both try to do is we try to help anybody, anytime, any place, any way we can. So I'm everywhere.
That's a great thing.
But you can reach me at 540-400-0110. Jack and I are both also on Facebook. And friend us if you'd like. We'd love to see what you post on there, too. You can message us there. You can message us through Blog Talk Radio. And all of our phone numbers are almost always on our description for the episodes for the show. So if you need help in between, something comes up and you feel a little panicked, even if you need a smaller reading, let us know what you need and how we can serve you. Because we're really here for you, and that's why we do the show.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So tonight, because we don't have that many call-ins, we're probably going to sign off a little bit early. Get some well-earned rest. Wouldn't you say, Jacqueline, have you been gardening like crazy up there?
Well, you know, this is my organics time. I've been working with the chickens and the gardens in full swing, so doing a lot of the natural things around life while I'm up here. So it's definitely summertime in Ohio.
Well, I'm not a gardener like you, but I have some very good friends that have been providing me great organic food here.
That's an awesome
thing. I'm enjoying
it.
I'm enjoying it a lot, so I understand exactly where you're coming from.
It's so much different in taste, and that's what got me really started in it, is that the flavor and the taste is by far superior to what you get in a normal grocery store. It's amazing. So, plus, I know what I'm putting in my body.
Yeah, it's more healthy for you, of course. Of course. That's great. Last time I saw you, you looked beautiful, as always.
Aw, I can't wait to see you in November. That's going to be fun.
I know. It's not that far away. I have a couple other fairs that are coming up. And anybody that wants to look at my website, it's www.aphrodete.com. And that's APHRODETTE.com. And I'm about to do some upgrades for that. So check in with us frequently if you have a question or you need some help. We're definitely here for you. And we love doing the show.
Yes, we do.
So have a blessed night. God bless.
Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
Night.
Good night.